All right, bitch. Ah, fuck. Don't we have Dr. Erdman?
Yeah, Phil. Gladland Beach is a place that has been described alternately as a fairyland of some kind, but I don't think it is. I did research at Gladland, as along with Dr. Pornhoy.
Now, Gladland Beach, Doctor, you claim is in Florida.
It is, definitely.
Wait a minute. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Gladland Beach. There goes General Shaw right behind me. He's right.
There he is. Yeah.
That's me, yeah. So that's you, General. That's what I said.
You're not just saying that to make it look good for Mr. Henry.
General, yes, I am. So we're going to have Dr. Erdman talking about Gladland Beach, and then Gloria Grover will talk to Margaret about it. There's no shame in having a big ass. I swear to God, from the time I was a young man until today, I liked girls who had, I don't know, what would you say? You know, great-looking butts. And not the skinny girls, but, you know. And so when I was coming up, when I was a teenager and a young man, skinny was the thing, man. Skinny, all those chicks wanted to look like Maud, British, skinny-ass, British Marianne Faithful type chicks. All American women, all American girls wanted to look like they had the body of like a 12-year-old boy, basically. And I never, you know, I mean, whatever. I was beggars can't be choosers, you know, when I was 15, 16. I would have been lucky. Man, my right hand was everything to me. So, but as I got older, and you know, you took a lot of shit from guys. What are you going out with her for, man? God, I don't know. I think she's pretty. You know, I think she's hot. Well, she's got a big ass on her. Well, what do you want from me, motherfucker? You know. And then as the years went by, suddenly that became, now chicks get, their asses can't get big enough. You know, it's serious. I mean, you look at like Instagram. Or like I wanted to, when we did the Margaret bit originally, I put into Google search, like, middle-aged woman with large ass dancing. Thinking that I would find some amateur-looking picture of a woman. No, they were all like hot-looking models with these big fucking ass implants, you know. So, there's no such thing as, you know, like a natural ass aesthetic. Don't they have that anymore? Everything's like implants. Right, Margaret?
I don't know, Phil. This, my ass, Margaret, I don't, the fact that my ass, my posterior, whatever you want to call it, is the subject of a conversation is
pissing me off.
What is my toothbrush doing in here? Sometimes I brush my teeth absent-mindedly sitting here. I don't know. Oh, check it out, man. Here is the remote. Does this remote work with this camera? This came all the way from California, the remote for the cameras. You could use the Zoom. Do you think it works? Let's see, shall we? Let's see, shall we? It does not. It does not work. It's for the wrong camera, bitch. Yeah, it's for the other camera. Canon. Oh, well. Good for you. I think what happened was Adam just broke the whole fucking studio down. Whatever was there. He brought it, packed it. You know, he did a great job. Didn't do it for free. But what happened was we were here the 20th. I got here on the 18th. When did I fucking get? I got here on the 17th, and we were expecting Thunder on the 18th. Thunder came on the 17th, too. She came at night. So Thunder arrives with Christy after a two-and-a-half-day journey across America. I got to hand it to all the guys at Pet Travel Transport. I just love them. And Christy is on Instagram, if you want to meet her and her crazy-looking husband. She's a great chick. And I'd have her take Thunder across the country again in a heartbeat. And this girl was by herself, man. And I said, do you have a gun? She goes, I got a gun and a knife. I go, she knows what she's doing. So anyway, this gal came across the country, slept in the van. I don't know how they do it. But anyway, she got here. She dropped off Thunder. She goes, I'm on my way to a fucking hotel. I said, I don't blame you. She's going to get a bath and everything. I said, I don't blame you. And then a minute later, I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't have any fucking cat litter. So I call her. I call her and I go, Christy, have you got a cat box? She goes, yeah, I got the one that we were using. I go, I didn't have to say anything. She's, I'll bring it back. She turned around, that poor girl, and brought that fucking thing back. I tipped her pretty well, okay? I mean, I tipped her enough so that they noticed, and I'm glad they were worth every dime. Pet travel transport, okay? And these kids did it from California all the way to fucking Florida, from one coast to the next, 2.5 days. They took pictures of Thunder every 4 hours. There was Thunder in her little crate. It was not a small crate. It was a wide area in the back of the van where she had her food. She had her bed, all the shit we gave her. She looked great. You could tell Christy was petting her all the way and giving her a lot of love. And when she got here, she was obviously glad to get out of the fucking pet carrier, looking around, recognized me. She wasn't hiding. She wasn't hurt. She wasn't, you could tell that she was happy to be here and she'd been treated well, but it had been, a long trip. And really what it was we boarded her for 2 days. That's basically what you're doing. You're boarding the cat for 2 days or the dog for 2 days in a moving room, I mean, that's all I could think to do, man, because I wasn't about to get on a goddamned airplane with her. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about bringing cats, let alone dogs. Cats as carry-on luggage on a fucking aircraft, and I'm not going to stick them in the belly of a goddamn aircraft. I don't know. I didn't want to do it. And I didn't want to have to hassle this poor animal looking for a place to shit. Where do you feed her? How do you water her? I mean, how's this done, man? I don't know. I was going to pay my sister to come with me, believe it or not. Then I was going to pay Susie to come with me, and I realized Susie's got her little girl. She can't leave her, so it was interesting. All right, so Dr. Urban, we're about to go on.
Well, Phil, that's great. I'm a big believer in. I'm a big Phil. It's wonderful to talk to you. It really is. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. About 5 years.
I was going to say it's been about six. I was going to say it's been about 10 or 15 years. But you say 5 years?
I do.
All right. It's great to talk with you. And Gladland Beach is what we're talking. Gladland Beach.
This Gladland Beach has been in the news. Tell me about it.
Gladland Beach is an amazing place, and I've been there. You come off the beach, and the skin feels better. You look in the mirror, and you look good, but you don't.
Here comes another weird one from Phil. Testing 1, 2, 3. You ready, bitch? Because I know I am. All right, shut up. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.